Everyone harbors a secret dream of striking it rich. Imagining the endless possibilities, the luxury, and the freedom that comes with a vast fortune is a universal pastime. Yet, amidst these daydreams, there lies a profound truth about the nature of wealth and its impact on the human soul. This narrative delves into the transformative power of money, exploring its potential to alter individuals' lives, their identities, and, most crucially, their faith. In the tapestry of life, each person at some point fantasizes about winning the lottery, outlining elaborate plans on how they would spend their fortune. These musings are not just about the material acquisitions, but about the change they believe money would bring to their lives. However, these dreams often overlook a crucial question: how would such wealth change the essence of who they are? I, too, have indulged in such fantasies, imagining the myriad ways I would allocate my riches. My curiosity was piqued further when a close friend received a significant financial settlement. It wasn't an astronomical sum, but sufficient to secure his immediate financial future. Yet, instead of using this windfall to establish stability, he opted for a life of luxury, and in a short span, the money vanished, leaving him in a worse state than before. This experience was a stark lesson that resonated deeply with me. When fate placed me in a similar situation following an accident, I chose a different path. I invested in a home, a car, and essentials that promised a new beginning. Although I allowed myself a few indulgences, I was cautious not to fall into the trap of extravagance. This decision was informed by the hard lessons learned from my friend's missteps. The transformation brought about by wealth is undeniable. It's a force that reshapes lives, altering one's social circle, priorities, and even core values. I've observed this phenomenon firsthand in a devout Christian businessman I knew. Starting from humble beginnings, his dedication and hard work paid off, culminating in a lucrative sale of his business. This newfound wealth gradually changed him, distancing him from his employees, his office, and eventually, his original social milieu. It was a slow but unmistakable shift that often makes me ponder the true cost of wealth. Discussions with another friend, who prides himself on his resilience against the corrupting influence of money, often bring me back to this dilemma. He insists that wealth would not change him, but I can't help but wonder if his perspective would hold against the reality of significant financial gain. The amount of money, after all, has a profound effect on a person's life and identity. Despite my assertions that wealth wouldn't alter my faith or my essence, deep down, I understand that substantial wealth invariably brings change. The real test is whether one can maintain their faith and principles amidst abundance. My own experience with financial gain reinforced my belief that suffering and adversity bring us closer to God, suggesting that perhaps a simpler life, one not marred by excessive wealth, is more conducive to spiritual fulfillment. This conviction stems from a fundamental understanding that wealth, while offering temporal satisfaction, often leads us away from our spiritual path. The narrative of wealth in our society is fraught with examples of individuals who, upon acquiring riches, find themselves estranged from their faith and their foundational values. It's a path that seems almost inevitable, as the comforts and luxuries afforded by wealth create a buffer against the realities of life, diminishing the reliance on and closeness to the divine. The essence of this story is not to demonize wealth or those who seek it, but to highlight the profound and often overlooked spiritual consequences of financial prosperity. It serves as a reminder that while money can provide for our material needs, it also possesses the potential to lead us astray from our spiritual path and core values. As such, embracing a simpler, more modest lifestyle may not only be a financial necessity for many, but also a deliberate choice for those seeking a deeper, more meaningful connection with their faith and with God. In the end, the true measure of wealth lies not in the material possessions it can buy, but in the integrity, compassion, and faithfulness it allows us to preserve. This story is a testament to the transformative power of money, serving as both a cautionary tale and an invitation to reflect on what truly enriches our lives.